Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, December the 8th, 2010. The US government said on Tuesday that it is giving up its efforts to push the Israeli government to comply with international law prohibiting settlement construction. The announcement comes after several months of failed negotiations with Israel. A representative of the U.S. State Department informed that the U.S. will continue negotiating, however without pressuring Israel to halt its settlement building activity. To that regard, leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council stated today that they support the stance taken by the Palestinian Authority of refusing to hold talks with Israel until it stops its illegal settlement construction work in the occupied territories, including in occupied East Jerusalem. The Arab Gulf leaders called upon the international community to oblige Israel to stop all of its settlement activities. In addition, a Press TV report revealed that spokesman for the French Foreign Ministry, Valero, declared recognition of a free and independent Palestinian state based on the 1967 borders. France becomes now the first European country to support the formation of a Palestinian state. The declaration comes at a time when Argentina, Brazil and Uruguay have announced their respective recognitions over the past week. In other news, the hearing of the case of Abdullah Abu Rahman began with the participation of several of his supporters, including European politicians, members of the European Union and the British Consul General. Abu Rahman has completed a one-year sentence in prison with the charge of incitement due to his role of organizing non-violent weekly demonstrations against the wall in Bilayn. Israeli authorities said they intend to extend the sentence indefinitely for unspecified security concerns, although they failed in producing any evidence against him. Abu Rahman's lawyer argued that the arrest and imprisonment is politically motivated. In separate reports, Israeli military raised the village of Tana near the city of Hebron early this morning and demolished hothouses and a school, forcing dozens of families in tents to evacuate. A Red Cross building was also severely damaged. Israeli authorities motivated the bulldozing activity by saying that the structures had been built without permits. In the meantime, local sources said Israeli warplanes launched two airstrikes in the overnight near Khan Yunis in the south of Gaza, leaving a young Palestinian wounded. The two attacks targeted first a poultry farm and later a tunnel under Gaza's border with Egypt near Rafah, which was destroyed. The Israeli army explained the airstrikes came in retaliation to the firing of rockets from the Al-Quds Brigade in central Gaza. Also, a few hours after the two Air Force attacks, an Israeli tank shelling left three Palestinian men injured near the Karni crossing in the eastern part of Gaza City. The men were not identified. Also today, the Jerusalem District Court decided to deport the detained legislator Mohammed Abu Tir to the West Bank with immediate effect. Resident of Jerusalem and affiliated with the Hamas movement, Abu Tir was arrested by the Israeli army over 5 months ago under the pretext of illegally living in Jerusalem and of disloyalty to Israel. Additionally, Man News reported that Israeli forces detained a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine in a raid in Beifuri, east of Nablus. The man known as Hakim Hanani was arrested after the military invaded and searched his house at 2 o'clock in the morning. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassous and Alessandro Rochelle.